Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Nightlight Extravaganza, our part in it anyhow. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk, which I know you all love as much as I do, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with Deb and Jeannie and Kathy and Chris and me to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from those storms of evolution and change that we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, and of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life. Yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers and journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and, well, that list, it goes on and on and on and on and on, and it goes on as long as you have a vocabulary. It is as unique and eclectic as are we, yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very own individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and the shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call creation, so sit back, take a break, share your light with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. Barb DeLong, your host, and along with the rest of the crew, which seems to be getting bigger and bigger as we evolve into the evening, It seems that doing a marathon of spiritual stuff is a cool thing. And I know they started at noon today. Actually, I started reading at 11 o'clock this morning. So I imagine Kathy and Chris are just about psyched out. But the cool thing is that there's always new philosophies, new wisdoms. This is a perfect opportunity to really learn what some of the other people do, how they do it. The different readers have been, you know, donating their time to do this fun thing, and it's a great way for all of you to scan and check out other readers that you haven't had a chance to check out. One reader that you probably haven't had a chance to listen to too awfully much, I know you're probably sick of me, but my partner in crime tonight, Deb, who is an excellent reader, very insightful, very sensitive, very shy. You haven't had a chance to really hear her do her stuff and strut her stuff, so to speak, and so we are going to throw the spotlight on her, but we aren't going to throw her under the bus. We're going to be gentle about this whole thing. Hi, Deb. How's it coming tonight, huh? How long have you been doing, you know, how long have you been listening? Have you been with it since noon?
Almost. Just a few minutes after, I had a hard time getting into the chat room. But other than that, yeah, I've pretty much been listening all along.
And, you know, it really is fascinating that I mean, this is really a great opportunity for everybody to listen to how other people read and how they share their information. It's a wonderful, I don't know, it's a showcase. It's a showcase for readers. And anybody who, you know, is ever wondering about, you know, the different modalities, the different ways people read, this is a perfect opportunity. It's an amazing thing that Kathy and Chris have done, and I know they did it last year and probably thought they were crazy when they got done with it, so what possessed them to do it again is beyond me. But I think it's really a cool way to sort of give everyone a chance, first the readers to practice with other readers, and then people to hear how different people read so that they can pick out those that have the kind of insight that resonates to them.
It is, and I think it's nice, too, just for the newbies like myself that says, oh, she thinks like I do, or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely, and I think that a lot, I wouldn't call you a newbie. I think you're definitely intermediate, for sure. I think that it really is a great experience for those who are thinking about getting into reading to sit and listen to the questions and to formulate your answers and see just how close you come to the people who are doing the actual readings.
Yeah, that is fun, and I do that. Mm-hmm.
Me too. I just every now and then when I'm at one of the fairs and I don't have somebody, I listen to one of the others readers read, and I always think, well, I wouldn't have said it that way, or I think she's going a bit overboard, but if the person likes it, that's fine. So there is always a critiquing that's going on, but I know that you know, you've been pussyfooting around reading for a very, very long time, and I got to ask, what do you use? What's your modality?
Usually just the pictures in my head. Once in a while, I'll grab a card or two, but mostly it's just the pictures I get in my head.
Well, I think that's really a great way to do it, because sometimes people are so reliant upon a tool that it becomes a crutch, and sometimes you don't always have your crutches with you. So that if there's not a crutch available, then you have to trust the pictures in your head, and if that's where you started to begin with, then you've got it made. Jeannie, happily. Jeannie happily turned up, finally. I don't know why I figured, oh, this isn't going to be, you know, that crowded. And you know, I could handle a switchboard and do readings and then, you know, scan, you know, screen people while, you know, Deb was reading. And I took a look at the chat room at the previous show, and I called Jeannie and I said, I think I need some help here. So I'm pretty sure I have interrupted whatever she had planned for her Saturday night, but happily we're not on forever, so she will have time for a private life. I don't give her much of a time for that, actually. Things seem to be getting more and more involved and evolved, so that there's a great deal going on all over the place. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that you and I don't have anything to do with winners and stuff like that. That we didn't have, you know, a meeting of all of the psychos so that we knew exactly what was going to go on. But I assume Kathy and Chris are doing all of that stuff, and all we have to do is to do readings tonight. Is that about it?
That's how I understand it. I think Chris and Kathy will do the winner part. We might have to announce it at the end after we get told, but other than that.
Well, that works for me. I am warmed up. Are you warmed up?
Probably not as much as you are, but let's give it a go.
All right, we're going to jump in with Anna in Maryland. Hi, Anna, how are you doing tonight? Anna? Hello, Anna.
Hi, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay. Came close there. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I was just curious to know what you can tell me about what's coming up in either love relationship or job.
What I'm feeling here, first of all, the first thing that I keep getting here over and over again is that you're still working on yourself. You've done an amazing job. You've done a wonderful job, and it feels as though you have made, you know, a lot of big changes, and you've grown a great deal as far as how you relate to relationship. I from what I'm seeing here, there's still a little bit of work to do. So I feel relationship is something that you will be growing into after the first of the year, to a greater degree. It's relationship has been a major learning experience for you, not only in the worth of yourself and how you need to really know that you deserve to have the very best, and you don't need to take less than you deserve, and I think you're coming to that realization, and you are beginning to understand that the longer you hold out for what you consider perfect, the better and better the applicants are as they come into your life. I do feel that after the first of the year, there probably is someone coming into your life, but you have to remember to continue to work on yourself and to not let go of your dreams, and to really be focused on being at one with yourself and your environment, and not looking for someone else to complete you, but rather to share your energy with. Mm-hmm. What are you getting, Deb?
Well, I agree with what you said. I do have a question. Did you just end a relationship?
Yes.
Recently?
It was slowly dying over the last 5 months, but yes, I finally came to a conclusion not long ago yet.
All right, because that's what the cards were telling me, and then it says that you're just not real sure of your strength. And you keep looking through the forest for the trees and wonder just what's coming up. What's coming up is what you have the courage to grab. I don't even want to say courage. The gusto. Just do you. Take care of you. Be the best you can be. Beam it out there. And then the one that you need to be with or should be with, however you want to put that, they'll come to you. They'll find your light and be drawn to you.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes perfect sense. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Take care now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I think just because there are so many tonight, we're going to be, you know, holding you to one question. So have the most important question or the most important thing you're going to ask on the tip of your tongue, so that when we come to you, you don't have to wade through tons of stuff. Okay, we've got Rolina in Maine. Hi, Rolina. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're fabulous. We're absolutely fabulous. How can we help you tonight?
Okay. I'm curious if you see any long-term love relationships coming my way anytime soon.
No. Doesn't mean that you're not having relationships, however, you said long-term. You're in a time of transition and change. You're in a time where your energy is shifting, your consciousness is expanding, and you are coming into an amazing, amazing, phenomenal shift of energy. And because of that, it's going to take you a little bit of time to sort of get yourself down to a steady flow of energetic output as far as attracting that soulmate to you that you so dearly want. However, you are going to be attracting to yourself some very vibrant, amazing, cool people. And some of them will be relationship. I think one of them may well be soulmate in disguise. So enjoy the people that are coming into your life. You are absolutely sending out. You're sending out more like fireworks than anything else, and it's going to attract lots and lots of people to you. Please be discerning, and part of the lesson here is that you be discerning. But within a year's time, there is a soulmated relationship. I'm almost positive. Deb, what you getting?
Well, I heard you ask it. I got no right off, unless the long-term love relationship you're talking about is with yourself. That's the longest one you need to have. You're going to have other relationships, yes. But until you fully invest in yourself and love yourself, it's going to be one short-term flip right after the other.
Okay. But understand those short-term flips are going to be tremendously fun, and there's going to be a lot of love, light, and laughter, and you're going to find yourself understanding yourself much better. And one of these short-termies, I almost want to call them training wheels, because you are learning your power, and you're learning your energy, and you're learning your insight, and you're learning. So it's a chance for you to understand just how strong you are. And it's, please don't be upset, because we said, no, you're not going to have it immediately. You have so much fun ahead of you that it's almost embarrassing. It's so fun.
Well, that's what I was going to say, though, too, is the short-term ones are like building blocks to learn yourself. And the other part of it is fun. There's something sacred about a long-term relationship, yes, but there's a lot of fun getting there, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're so very welcome, Les.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Keisa in Massachusetts, maybe. Hi, Keisa.
Hello.
Are you there? Hi.
Hi, how are you? It's Keita.
Keita. Oh, okay. I think Jeannie was a little bit overwhelmed by the numbers, and she gets most names absolutely perfectly.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I just wanted to, so you know, it's okay. I am having an issue with employment where I finished grad school last year, and I've been temping ever since, and I'm just feeling like I am unemployable because my assignments are tending to either not convert, well, they're not converting into a full-time employment, and they're ending quickly, and I'm wondering, is it me? Am I supposed to be doing this, or am I supposed to be venturing out on my own? I'm at a loss right now.
What is it you do?
Well, I'm attempting to get into marketing and branding and PR.
I see you in PR, and I see you in fundraising, and I see you in I don't see you so much in a corporate setting as much as I see you working for and with nonprofits. And it feels as though you are trying to put yourself in the wrong venue, but that you do have great talent and great skills. I just think you're shortchanging yourself, and you're applying for things that you're overqualified for, and you need big challenges. You need things that are going to stretch you and make you think and make you struggle and make you have to grow more and have to expand your understanding of the world as we know it. And I'm just, my feeling here is, as far as what I've thrown out here, is that your talent and skills are way, they qualify you for more than you give yourself credit for. So expand the areas you're looking in, challenge yourself, and go outside the box, because you don't want anything that's normal. You want things that are different. And that's the only thing that I see will hold your interest long enough to hold you. Deb, what are you getting?
Well, I see her with stacks of paper all over the place, but in piles, and then I see her with lots of tools. So what I'm thinking this is telling us here is that you might get a lot of small contracts that, you know, you go out and get, like Barb says, nonprofits and whatever, and then use those to promote yourself. You got to sell yourself. Get your name out there. And little parts will add up big. And then they'll come to hire you. That's what I see.
Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're saying with the conventional jobs that I need to be aiming higher.
Yes.
And then it also sounds like there's a piece where if I'm doing smaller jobs that I can venture out on my own and do my own thing.
Yeah, and not only that, there's a real need for you to not be corporately oriented. There's a very great need for you to have freedom, and,
yes.
and that would allow you to be a problem solver, that would allow you to sort of move into taking the incentive and running with things as opposed to having to clear them for checking and this and that and that, because you don't operate that way. So look for the strange, look for the weird, and the more unusual it is, the better you're going to do.
But the only issue with this is that the market where I'm at, everything is corporate. I mean, we have our small pockets of very innovative companies, but for the most part, it's education, it's technology, it's healthcare. And then it's very corporate. But you're right, I don't survive in the corporate. I'm not corporate at all,
Foundations. Look into foundations that need fundraisers and stuff like that. And you know, there are huge ones that like the, you know, I'm thinking of Special Olympics. I'm thinking of Save the Whales and Save the, you know, the big fund, the big tax-free organizations that are out there that are trying to change the environment and save the environment. Those kind of organizations need people like you that have your kind of expertise and are willing to sort of do more than one job at a time and have fun.
So is it the issue? So okay, got it.
if you have more questions, if you want more insight on that, because tonight is such a crazy night. My email is barbaradelong@gmail.com. Email me, and I'll be happy to, you know, go over it with you a little bit in greater detail so that I don't feel you quite have what we're saying to you, but I know you'll get it, and when you do, you'll find the job.
Thank you. I appreciate you both. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got Catherine in Florida. Hi, Catherine. Are you there?
I am. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. How can we help tonight?
Well, aside from the last caller, it seemed like there was a real love flow happening tonight, and I'm no different. So are you picking
okay.
up anything, either of you ladies?
Are you currently in a relationship?
No.
Okay. I think that you're... from what I'm seeing here, you're ready for one. Matter of fact, I think you're almost overdone ready.
Thanks for putting it that way, because that was better.
But what I'm seeing here is that while you are ready on one level, there's another level of you that has your heels dug in and is saying, I don't think so. I don't want to try this again. It wasn't fun the last couple of times we did this. I'm not sure I want to do this again. The only thing that's stopping you is you. It does feel as though there's a part of you that is you have paid heavy-duty dues. Absolutely. And you've got the battle scars to prove it. But at the same time, I really feel you have done tremendous work on yourself, that you do have... you know exactly what you're worth. You know that you will not settle for less than you deserve. You know that you've got all of the philosophies down pat. Now, whether you can actually practice them is a whole nother whatever. let's be honest. You're going to screw up, but not majorly. Not like you've done before.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's perfect. We're here to learn. We're here to make mistakes, and if we can laugh at them, and let's face it, you'll never make the kind of mistakes you've made before because those were just stupid. But you have some wonderful people coming into your life, and I think that by allowing yourself to just sort of take some of those barriers down just a little bit. Not a lot, mm-hmm. doesn't have to be horrendous, but just a little bit. Put the big toe in the water, especially with the holidays here. You're going to be able to go out in groups of people, and you're going to be able to talk to people, and you're going to be able to, if you want to, share your phone number, and if you don't, then that's okay too. But mm-hmm. but my feeling is that the people that I see coming into your life, and they've probably been trying, they've been circling like, well, they've been circling for quite a while, but not like sharks. They've been waiting for you to sort of let the barriers down so that people could actually approach you. You have mastered the art of having a block out there so that nobody can get through it. And I understand why you did it. It was very important. It was absolutely imperative that you do it because you had a lot of healing to do. But you're overhealed, and it's time to sort of allow others to come into your general area and you know to do things in groups or to do things casually. I do feel that you have the element of relationships coming in here, and you know you'll do little stumbles, but there's not a big thing with that. And there is a long-term relationship. It's down the line. You have a little bit to learn still, but I do feel that you've done a magnificent job of healing, and you're not bringing any red flags from the past into the present. And kudos on that. You've done a great, great job.
Wow. Okay.
Gonna throw it to Deb now. Deb, what you getting?
Hey, Deb, what you getting?
Well, what I got here is you have done a lot of the work. And the only thing I think that's holding you back, because the other cards I got says there is going to be a great joy, a great, you know, contentment coming with the union. But you're worried about all the work you've done on you is going to go for naught when you go for the knight in shining armor. And the only caveat I got is armor rusts, so make sure he's as good as gold underneath. But protect yourself. You're smart.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of, you know, your own, your monies and your possessions, and be upfront and honest, and then it can flow. Then you don't have to be scared and worried and holding back.
Hmm. I have somebody that that I've never been able to let go of from a very long time ago. And he is presently not available, but he's in a really crap relationship. Do you foresee any time that we will be able to rejoin back together, either of you?
I see an entirely new person coming. I'm not seeing any of your past being part of the magnificent future that I see, only that it becomes the foundation. This might be a friendship at some point in time, but if you tried to do mm-hmm. a friendship now, it wouldn't work. And it would hurt him and his relationship. He may be in a crap relationship, but his lesson is either getting out of it or dealing with it, and he's not doing either. So, you know, you can't be a part of that. If you're a part of that, you get dragged into it, and then all the work you've done
will be for nothing.
Yeah, it'll go right down the drain, and you have to go back to square one. You can do that, though, mm-hmm. if that's what you feel you need to do. You know, you go for it, but I wouldn't waste my time repeating that one if I were you.
Okay. Thank you both so much.
You're very, very welcome.
Okay. Thanks, have a good night. Evening.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, I hate to, you know, I'm not an expert on relationship. I have had a beautiful, magical one, so I do know what it's like. And I've had crappy ones, too, so I know what they're like. So I guess from mm-hmm. that standpoint, I have plenty of experience in all directions, so I guess I am qualified.
Well, I
to
always
give
say
advice.
I can tell you how not to be married, you know, because of my past, but. Yes, that's why I tend to not want to read the other person, but, mm-hmm. you know, the person calling, if there's anything I can give to that person to enhance and go further, then yes, but I don't read the non-present person.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
that's just me.
Well, yeah, and the reality here is if the other person is in a very bad relationship and not dealing well with it and doesn't have the courage to say, let's end this and let's both have a chance at being happy, if they were in a relationship with you, you have to ask, you know, how would that behavior be? And it probably wouldn't be pleasant. So they may look
you're right.
And they may look like they're just absolutely the tastiest bun on the barrel. But the reality is here, maybe if you bit into them, they wouldn't be that good. So I just think she has to move on.
I agree with you because she's already done her healing, and if he hasn't yet, you know, then it's all that, you know.
Oh,
it's
definitely
everybody's got to go on. So okay.
And you know, moving on is sometimes scary, but you know, but it's also really cool fun. Okay, we've got Ibitar from Colorado here. Hi, Ibitar. How are you doing today, tonight, this afternoon?
I'm doing good, Barbara. How are you? And hello to your guests.
Oh, doing very
Hi.
Well. That would be Deb. How can we help
Hi,
today?
Deb. I don't have a question, so whatever comes through, I'll be willing to accept whatever comes through, if that's okay.
Sure. What I'm getting very strongly is this is a time of freedom. It's a time of being embraced by the universe and flowing with the universal energy that is carrying you in new directions and opening doors for you. It's a time where it feels as though there is a sense of healing on a very deep level so that you can complete a cycle, so that you can move into a new level, a new dimension, a new arena. There feels also as though there is that feeling that sometimes you get so caught up in thinking about the process that you forget to flow with the process. That's the only problem. You think too much. And when you are in the flow of the spiritual energy of the ascension process that you're involved in, you're absolutely, it's magical. It's almost as though you are surrounded and embraced by love of a very unusual kind in nature. And when you start to think about the process and what it's entailing and where it's taking you, you pull it all back down. So they're basically saying, please don't think anymore. You're complicating things. and there, you are birthing a new aspect of yourself. If you can just stop thinking, you'll do just fine. Debbie, what are you getting?
They're showing me my pizza, and this pizza has a long story. But mostly it is I fail the pizza cheese question often, because pizza is. It's not mozzarella or whatever. It's your pizza. It's whatever you want on it. So
uh-huh.
It's time to change and choose.
Okay.
Just to follow that up, I did pull a couple cards, and the lady with the swords, she's blindfolded and basically holding two swords crisscrossed, almost like, you know, they went that away, being any
mm-hmm.
direction, and that the change will come once you decide where forward is.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
not to be so afraid of it, but enjoy the adventure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm beginning to do that.
Well, you know, you got to understand, I lecture people on this at all times, so I guess it's your turn. Ascension, evolution, awareness, enlightenment is meant to be a celebration and a cosmic
yes.
joy, a dance of
yes.
creation. And if you make
yes.
it a ritual, or if you make it's so heavy and solemn that even the other side gets bored, you're not going anywhere. So
mm-hmm.
so lighten up.
Yeah, I'm learning how to do that, Barbara. I'm really learning how to do that, and it feels really good too.
Well, I think you're going in the right direction. Just stop thinking about it all and just enjoy the ride, because it looks like it's phenomenal for you.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love it. You take spiritual evolution and equate it to a pizza.
That was me. I overthought everything, so now when I'm overthinking or somebody else does, they show me the pizza. Whatever you put on it.
It was a wonderful analogy. I was not saying it was bad. It was a great analogy. Okay, we've got Sarah in New York. Hi, Sarah. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing well, thank you. How can we help tonight?
I would like for you to just let it rip and do whatever comes to you, because that's what you do best.
All righty.
Chances are you're going to answer any question I have anyway, so.
Okay, but we
can't.
Oh, we
can go
can't
take a bath, get a cup of coffee now. I'm done.
Stop it.
Oh, no, you're not, Deb.
I'm not sure where this started, but I think it was with Chris. But anyhow, you're creating new foundations to grow from. There's that element of the, and that energy is certainly going into every aspect of your life over the next year to year and a half, and there is a threshold you are crossing into new levels and dimensions of understanding of yourself, your universe, and the cosmos, the purpose for this lifetime. And you're not going to you're not going to understand it totally, but there is that aspect of pulling pieces together, making the puzzle look a little more complete, and you are getting ideas and you are getting insights and you are getting suggestions as to some of the directions the universe wants you to go over the next 12 to 18 months. Spirit energy is around you tremendously in the December time frame. It feels like there is at least one, if not two, grandmothers that are very, very close to you, and there's a sense here of sweet melancholy and remembrances of Christmases past that are going to be, you're going to experience during this holiday season. I don't know why, but I keep hearing and tasting hot buttered rum, and it's delicious. It's smooth. It's wonderful. It's warm. It's comforting. It's everything that is mellow and beautiful and sweet. And it does feel as though the past does enter into this particular holiday season for you, and it makes it richer and it makes it more full of love and more full of joy as you go into the January timeframe, a sense of understanding that you have the freedom to choose a lot of the different directions that you've been putting off. It feels like there are a number of new directions that you're going to go in, and it does feel also as though you are birthing a new aspect of yourself, seeking and finding a greater power, a greater energy, a greater element of insight into the directions that your spirit needs you to go in order for you to gather what you need to for the evolution of the spirit that you carry within. And the March timeframe has a sense here of new spirituality, of understanding how spirituality does go above and beyond religion. It doesn't negate it, but it goes beyond it. And you are stretching yourself into new elements, new paradigms, new directions that are going to be possibly a little conflictory with the past that you've experienced as far as a religious upbringing, but nothing is going to absolutely say, oh, they were wrong, just that they weren't quite as well advised as they could have been. As you come into and that's going to be an interesting time, the March timeframe. As you come into April, there's a new balance in your life. It feels as though you are bringing a better balance into the creative and the healing and the insightful and the creative. It feels as though there are new people in your life, and you are creating a new balance of the people around you, letting go of people that no longer nurture you, and just sort of expanding yourself into new acquaintances that have a greater sharpness of understanding of the evolutionary process on a spiritual level. As you come into May, you're certainly there's a duality here. It feels as though you're interweaving a lot of different aspects of yourself, breaking out of that mold that you've been in for so very long that has been cramping you and allowing yourself the freedom of spreading your wings. Please don't try to fly. You can't do that, but you'll have wings. As you come into June, there is a great deal of intellectual activity here. It feels as though the fact that you're actually very intelligent, even more so than most people think, is going to slip out, and you're going to find that there are going to be a lot of people around you that are throwing questions at you that do stretch your mind, that do expand your awareness, that do send you to the books and to Google on a pretty regular basis, and it's a lot of fun. You seem to be enjoying the fact that you can actually use your mind and have fun with it as opposed to just having to learn something and give it back by rote. As you come into July, there's the element of what you send out returns to you greatly magnified. It feels as though it's a great time to send things out in the mail, applications and things like that. It's a great time to send out messages to people you haven't seen in a long time. July is a great time to send out Christmas greetings to people because they'll actually read them in July, and because it'll give you time to actually write something that is very distinctive unto you. There's poetry here, too. There's poetry of spirit. You've written it in past lives. You ought to play with it a little bit. As you come into the August time frame, a new flow of the energy of the life of your life, it feels like there is a steady rhythm, a steady flow here, and it takes you into the September time frame where you sort of move into new aspects of your career. You may think about changing careers, but I'm not sure you will, because I think you're finding ways of doing things in your spare time that sort of compensate for the fact that the challenge isn't there anymore where once it was. And as you hit the October time frame, you're crossing a threshold, you're moving into new directions. There's a sense here of understanding the purpose and direction of your footsteps, and not really so much looking down to make sure your feet are on steady territory, but looking forward and looking at the horizon and seeing it approaching you. Not going to ask Deb if she wants to do that.
No, thanks. I'll just sit here with a backup and say, yep, uh-huh. I did pull cards that showed me that you're looking out from your vantage point, and there's a small bit of trees there, and you're looking through. The next card is Temperance, so to bring everything into balance, just as Barb had said. And then, well, in the future, it's anything you want. You have to reach for it.
Okay. That was a wow.
Well,
see why I said
for,
I
right?
could go take a bath? Barb was going to take care of you?
Well, that's why I said there wasn't any sense in me asking a question, because she would answer it anyways.
Well, we'd give it a shot. That's. I think we have Chris to thank for the Let It Rip. I'm not sure exactly how it came up, but I'm pretty sure it started on her show. And
It did start on her show.
And,
well,
that
was amazing and very accurate on both your parts.
Well, thank you so very much.
So I thank you very much
thank
for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got Nancy in Michigan. Hi, Nancy. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Barb. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Nan.
I was wondering if I could get like a quick past life that would be connected to the life that I'm working on now.
Well, they have to be connected on the life you're working on now, or they don't come up, to be perfectly honest with you. I see you connect. When I look at past lives for you, I see you. I see you involved in healing modalities down through time, and whether you were walking through the forest, 3,000-4,000 years ago as a druid in Great Britain. Mushrooms keep coming up here. I'm not really sure why, but I keep seeing you with mushrooms. So just hang on to that and chew on that one for it. Just chew on it for a while. I see you 4,000 years ago as a druid in the forests in Great Britain. I see you not only living off the land, so to speak, but that you were using herbs and you were using flowers and you were using plants for healing to help facilitate healing in people. And not everybody really understood what it was you did or how you did it, but you were greatly appreciated because you had a very gentle nature. You didn't push anything on anyone. You offered if you felt it appropriate, but you didn't push anything on anyone. If I take you back even further, 6,000 or 7,000 years ago, again, the aspect of utilizing nature and being one with nature is very apparent here. There is great strength in you. There's strength that is far greater than even you know, and there is this wonderful element state of being one with the elements. You are, I guess, how would I put this? You're an elemental intuitive. So that you are very intuitive, but most of your power, most of your energy, most of the things that you use as a tool or a modality come from nature. Whether it's the wind whispering in the trees, whether it's a brook babbling, whether it's an ocean crashing, whether it's a volcano erupting, whether it's an earthquake, you get messages from the elementals. And you're the very first one I've ever come in contact with, and that's really, really cool. You bring those qualities and those elements into this lifetime to use again. Now, I would warrant a guess that when there has been a great disturbance in the universe, whether it's a volcano or an earthquake, you probably get headaches or disturbances of some sort.
Yeah, I don't know it at the time, but I figure it out later.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully I'll start noticing a little bit more.
I would actually really pay attention when there are major occurrences, and they have to be natural. They can't be a bomb exploding or something like that. You'll pick up on the upset of people, but your great strength, and it's great strength, comes from the elementals. And when those occurrences happen, when you feel, I would say as we go through the winter time and as we go through the next couple of seasons, as we have storms, whether they be, you know, snowstorms or rainstorms or hurricanes or whatever, as they occur, pay attention to how you react, to what your energies are doing, to the shifts and changes of the way that you react to the rest of the people around you. You're going to be able to use these for prognostication. You're going to be able to use them as a vortex for channeling.
Oh.
So pay attention to them. Start charting them. As the barometer goes up and down rapidly, you feel unsettled. So you're absolutely reacting to the air. So pay attention to these things. Start charting them. I would learn to be an amateur weather person so that you could, you know, even, you know, see how you react when the cold fronts go through and the hot fronts go through and stuff like that. You have a modality that nobody else in the world has today. You get to write the book on it.
Oh, man.
You know, I think that is the coolest thing ever.
Okay, I'm going to have to really, really look at this and pay attention and notice it.
Yeah.
Journalomancy.
Yeah,
I was going to just say, Deb, yours. Go for it.
Well, with all I've got right now in my head is the scent of pine trees, and I'm ready to sneeze. But part of that's because I know Nancy so well, and her dad likes to come through and show me things through their pine trees. It's like he opens them up and lets me see things for her. And see, I know more about Nancy, so it's not really fair. But you just keep cutting them, you know, circles in that lawn there, girlfriend.
I will.
Yeah, I would say
we'll talk to you more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say getting to be the only elemental intuitive in the world that I know of is a pretty profound thing. I really think you've got a lot of wonderful material you're going to be able to pull through, and I would absolutely really work on it tremendously because you get to write the book. Nobody else has the same gift you do.
Wow. Well, thanks for letting me know, because I'm, like, clueless, you know.
Well, I understand, but that's the best part about it, because being clueless means that you have a great innocence and that you're going to be able to actually work with that to a far greater degree than somebody else, you know, would. And if it was somebody that actually, you know, was already in the field and was doing a lot of stuff, it wouldn't be anywhere near as special as it is with you. So do enjoy this. Play with it. Use it and work with it. And certainly, you know, if you need help, if you have questions, you know, please feel free to call and ask.
Oh, thank you.
Just think of the journey, Nancy, because, you know, you can journal it and there's nobody to tell you you're wrong because it's yours.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, you can't pre-conclude the answer.
Right.
Because it hasn't been dictated.
Right, and I'll just have to explore it and not worry about am I right or wrong or, you know.
It's like my deck of cards. I was reading somebody today, and she said, "Are you sure you know what the cards mean?" And I said, "Oh, I'm very sure I know what they mean." And she said, "Well, how can you be so sure?" I said, "I wrote the book." And she said, "Yeah, that's cute." And I said, "No, I really wrote the book." And she said, "Are you serious?"
You wrote the
and I
book,
said,
you made the cards, yeah.
Yeah, so you're in the same position. Nobody's ever going to be able to question anything you say. So. And because of that, you're going to be very genuine and very careful with it, and that's the way it's supposed to be.
Wonderful.
That's so cool. Keep in touch.
Okay.
Now, Nancy, just to add to this, they keep showing me the, like, aerial view of your circles and your labyrinth with little bits of changes. So I'm thinking, you know, you're supposed to think on that and draw it in. But, it's your ball of wax, girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, I play around with that every year. I make little changes.
Well,
okay.
But they showed me that to tell you. So I guess you're supposed to think about that a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks so much, Deb and Barb.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, man.
Now, that was really cool. You ever heard about an elemental intuitive?
Well,
Deb?
I know about elementals. I didn't know they had their own very own intuitive. So, you know, this is good for Nan.
They do now. we've got Christy here. Hi, Christy. How are you doing?
Doing okay. How are you, Barbara and Deb?
We're doing great. How can we help tonight?
Well, I was hoping you would be able to possibly bring my father through.
Has he passed over?
Yes.
How long ago did he pass?
It was in 2011, I believe.
Okay. Was he in the service?
Yes.
Because I'm seeing a lot of people in uniform here. And it feels like he had a lot of friends who were in the service. He had a lot of friends when he was in the service. That doesn't mean that he, you know, kept them all those years. But he was surrounded by friends from the service. He was welcomed on the other side by a great crowd of people. I'm feeling around my lungs and my heart area. Is that where his difficulty was?
He had several issues, but yes, he did have a heart issue.
Okay. He's telling me that I love it when they're like this. He was really surprised that there was some place to go. He really wasn't sure that he was going to actually go anywhere other than into darkness, and that there was light and there was joy and there was love and there was, you know, even a dog that he had had as a child there. He was overwhelmed when he understood that this was not the end of anything. It was the beginning of something even greater than he had already experienced. So he wants you to know that he did not have a chance to truly tell you how much he loved you and appreciated everything you had done for him. And that after his passing, he knew that you were devastated, and he felt horrible about that because, you know, he was standing right there, hale and hearty, and not understanding why everybody was so sad because he was better than he'd ever been. Did he have trouble with it? I almost feel it was like a hip or a leg. Did he have trouble with a hip or a leg?
Not that I was really. He had pain in his hip and whatnot because of other physical issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's showing me, you know, he's jumping around and he's dancing and he's being very active, more so than is appropriate for a man of his age, most probably. But he's having a lovely time showing me how vibrantly, he's vital. He's full of vibrancy. He's jumping around. There's an elasticity in him that is just phenomenal. So that there is an amazing energy here. He's picking up a little boy and carrying him around, and I'm not sure where the little boy came from, but he seems to like young children, and they seem to be very drawn to him. He checks in with the family. He checks in on the family a lot. He does drop pennies, but are you seeing the pennies? Are you picking them up?
You know, it's funny that you say that because last night I was out and a woman picked up a penny and I asked her what the date on it was and she said 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I said, does that mean anything to you? And she said, yeah, it was the year my mom died. Well, not until probably about 15 minutes later, I'm going, well, that's me too because that's the year that he died.
Right.
So the answer would be yes.
It's really important that you pick them up. My husband died a year ago, and when I find the pennies that you know so obviously are in a place where you know they shouldn't be, I find that I just know that they come from Patrick, and so those are the ones that I put aside in a box. Now, there's not a gazillion of them there, but the very first one I found was 5 days after he passed away, and I was changing the sheets on the bed, and I had all the sheets off, and the only thing on the bed was the bed pad, and when I turned to put the sheet on it, there was a penny right in the center of the side of the bed that he slept on.
Wow.
And I don't sleep with money. And if I was gonna, it wouldn't be pennies. Trust me. So that was my very first penny that I picked up, and there have been a couple since that have been really amazing. But your dad is really so pleased with everything you've done and all the energy that you put into taking care of people, and you know you've gone above and beyond the call of duty, and he's so very proud of you and wants you to know that, and he does love you very, very much. He does sit on your bed at night occasionally and talks to you, and you know, do you feel the bed kind of like you know, in this house it's a cat jumping on the bed, you know when a cat has jumped on the bed because you feel it. And sometimes when I turn the light on, there's no bed there, and that basically is saying that it's the cat in spirit that is in the house that's still hanging around. He does sit on your bed every now and then, and you'll feel the bed move as though someone has sat down, and you'll know there's nobody there. He comes and talks to you. Because you did talk to him towards the end a lot and wondered if he heard you, and he did.
Okay, good. Yeah, I do. Out of anybody right now that has passed, my dad is the one that I talk to the most.
Well, he does hear you, and it really is amazing that they do hear us. They just can't respond. There's not a reversal line open at this moment in time, but he does hear you, and he does listen to everything you say, and he is He's blown away by some of the changes that you're making in your life, and he says you're doing such a great job. Please keep it up. Deb, what are you getting?
Well, as soon as Christy got on and she asked about her father, I got a rather solidly built man that had the vest, you know, a very sharp gentlemanly dresser with the vest and the watch fob and that sort of style. Now, I don't know if he dressed like that, but that was the sense that, you know, everything to the nines, you know, well-dressed, well done. And that he, the words I heard was, it was good. It was a well-done job. So, that, you know, I can't disagree with anything that you said. Now, I don't know what that means so much to Christy. I don't know if he wore red, because I did see a red vest, like a wool one.
He was a sharp dresser, and he wore all kinds of different colors, but red did look good on him.
Well, then, that's what he's saying, you know. That adds to it, you know. It, it's a well-done job, you know. Everything was, so.
Well, I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you. As my father, I had never been with anybody who'd passed before, and my dad was the first one. And when he passed, he was in his chair that he usually sat in, and he was reacting from some medication. And never being with somebody who's passed before, and I'm not one to be emotional or showing. I just don't like to show my soft side. I got down on my knees, took his hands. He was blind, and he almost had an eye lock on me, apparently from just hearing my voice. And I calmed him down enough from the drugs he was on so he could transition. And that was very hard for me, but it was something that I needed to do for him because I knew he would do it for me.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to clarify something to you. You said that he had an eye lock on you. He saw you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know you said he was blind, but you know, as they transition, they get their faculties back. And he did. He was looking right at you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So I want you to understand that he was not only just looking at you, he was bonding with your energy and taking strength from you. So that was what you did was far and above what you think you did, which is, you know, which is wonderful. And what a gift you gave him. That was amazing.
And again, I just got told, well done, Christy.
Thank you.
Oh, amazing. That's a cool story.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us share with that.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you all, and I'll talk to you all later.
Absolutely. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, we've got Sherry, I think. Hi, Sherry, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Great.
How can
I
help
can't believe
tonight?
How long you can go in a day. Don't you get tired?
It is scary, isn't it?
It's amazing.
I will crush.
I do have a question for you, Bob.
Sure. Go for it, Deb.
You
yours,
did a reading for me last month, and one of the things that you had said to me was that I did astral traveling in my sleep. Now,
are you talking to Deb?
Well,
this one
I'm going to direct to you.
Oh, okay.
I was just wondering, like, is there a way, like, that I can get in touch with who and why I astral travel? I know it's a tough question.
Well, it is and it isn't. The reality is here. You astral travel by yourself, and you know there may be someone else there, but you astral travel because your spirit has to fly, which is really kind of cool. And it feels here as though what you've got going on is you're following, your memory is following past lifetimes, and it really feels as though there is something from past lifetimes connected to this. But do understand that there's a reason for it. You just don't fly off for nothing.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, why do I do this? Where do I go? And what am I looking for? But anyway,
it's, you know, that's something that only your soul, your spirit can tell you. And if you want to ask that question, I would absolutely ask it of your spirit, and understand that you know you will get an answer. It's just, you know, it's something that you have to do on your own. And your spirit absolutely will give you the answer. Deb, you got anything on this?
Well, the only thing I wanted to say was understand that astraling or astral travel is natural. It's not, you know, the odd thing that so many would like you to think. And it's now... The other part that I was taught is many times it's so your soul can heal and recharge from your daily humanness. Now, That's how I understand it. So
that makes sense.
And I know you can learn a lot. You can study a lot. I still astral a lot. I just don't astral as much as maybe I used to at one time. But I literally learned Tudor history and part of my Latin class from astraling.
Interesting.
So yeah, I mean, it was literally, I was stuck and I says, I got to learn this somehow. And it basically, I got taken back and I learned it, you know, just shown it and then brought back. But again, Barb's so right when she says it's a personal thing. You know, talk to your higher being.
Yeah, and you know, I don't mean to cop out on this either. I just want you to understand that the only person, thing, whatever, that can, you know, explain to you what the purpose of this is yourself. So, I mean, I can give you an idea. I do feel that there is a certain amount of stuff that you have to learn. There is a certain amount of confidence you have to gain in that experience, knowing that you're not going off into Never Never Land, that you are coming back, that there is, you know, a great deal there are a great deal of things that you have accessible to you. But until you experience them and realize that nothing happens, the only thing that you're going to feel is from time to time you'll feel like you're falling as you land back in your bed. Sometimes we get snapped back a lot faster than we expect, and we do have that sense of falling, and the reality is we fall back into our body in our bed, which is a really weird thing. But it's a lot of fun. So don't be scared, and is there a purpose? Absolutely, but I don't think you'll know it until it happens, and that will certainly be down the line. But enjoy it, and you know, take your Dramamine if you think you're going to get seasick. But I think you're going to have a great time. But you know, you can astral travel to get information. So when you go places, you know, pick up something that you're going to remember that you can check out. You want to be able to validate the fact that you've been somewhere and you know, go to friends and say, you know, hey, you threw your Ridge sweater on the floor last night, you should have picked it up, or stuff like that. You know, don't peek in where you don't belong, but I don't think we can, to tell you the truth. I don't believe you can. I think that there is there's an ethics that comes with it. So,
I think my anxiety in it all is the fact that I believe that, like, I'm an old soul and that I don't have that many more lessons to learn, and that I'm like anxious to get it over with. Maybe I should slow down on that.
Yes,
like, I don't want to do this again. Like, I feel like I've lived the same life over and over, and I'm, like, done with it.
No, it is not Groundhog Day. Trust me. your personality, I absolutely promise you, your personality will not come back. Your soul will come back because your soul wants to be here and it wants to experience what life has to offer it. As a soul, as a personality, as the ego, you look around and you think, I have to be done. I've been here so many times. But the reality is that we've probably experienced millions of lifetimes, and we have millions yet to go. And when we do finally get to the point where we blend once more with the Creator that put us here, when we do ascend into a cosmic awareness that doesn't require physical manifestation on a plane of any sort, you know, then we'll feel a greater sense of peace than ever we could possibly have known. We only have a physical reality to draw from as a frame of reference. And yes, we can get very tired repeating lessons over and over again, but we only repeat them because we don't learn them the first time. So,
exactly.
So it is tiring to think that you know, it's a drudgery, but this is where we learn. This is where we get smarter. This is where we evolve. And probably your soul will not commit the same mistakes that you've perfected this lifetime. It will find other mistakes to perfect.
Okay, I'm ready for something different.
Okay, but you will not come back down here with the same personality. And you will not come down here for most probably at least 100 years. By that time, your physical connection to this reality will have dissipated totally into the light. And you will, as a spirit, yearn to get back down here and have a physicality to learn some more. I'll guarantee that.
Okay.
But if you don't, you just prove me wrong and you tell me. You find me next time you come down and tell me that you haven't come back.
Well, I sure will. I'll be throwing pennies on your bed.
I will look for them.
Okay. Well, by then it might be quarters.
No, if you're going to throw anything, make it silver dollars, then I'll know it's really you.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Take care.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okie doke. Okay, we got Linda in California. Hi, Linda. How are you doing tonight? Hello, Linda. Linda going once. Linda going twice. Linda going... Okay, let's try this again. Hi, Linda. Hi. It helps if I open your microphone, doesn't it? Okay.
Boy, you had my heart going there. I'm here.
No, I got you. How can we help tonight?
Well, I was wanting a general reading, but as I've been sitting here, my sister's passed. When she's around, I get a aroma, and that's been coming at me. I was wondering if maybe there's something she's wanting to tell me.
What I'm getting here is that you're going through major changes, and it's not that you're growing up, because that'll never happen, thank God, but But what you're going through is there's a terrific growth pattern that's going on here. There's a major change, and she wants you just to be aware of the shifts and changes that are going on around you, especially between now and probably the end of January. She's been around you a lot. She's How long has she been gone?
I would say probably it's been 4 years.
Okay. She's a pistol. She's an absolute pistol. And,
she is.
And it does feel as though she has a sense of humor that is just profound. Her smile lights up a room. Her laughter absolutely raises spirits. She couldn't be a happier person. She's saying that you have got to let go of sadness and grief, and you have got to start celebrating, because she's taking it personally that you've lost the joy.
Okay, well, I've been trying real hard to grab it.
Yeah, it's hard. It really is hard because, of course, time doesn't have any meaning to them, but it does have great meaning to us. And time passes very, very, you know, rapidly, and it's you know, you look and it's been a year, or it's been 4 years, or it's been 10 years, or it's been 50 years, and to them it's just a heartbeat, and she just keeps looking at you and saying, you know, that you're like that Charlie Brown character that had the cloud always over their head. You seem to be, there's a melancholy about you that she wants you to snap out of it. She said, you know, mourning is one thing, but you're carrying this to an extreme. She's absolutely perfectly fine, and she couldn't be happier. And she's met up with you know, family members. She's met people that, you know, she didn't know that well, but she's sort of reacquainting herself with how extensive your family really is. She's did she have, you know, she's telling me that she's met a lot of old farts from the family, and they're really a lot more fun than they looked in their pictures.
yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
And she's just saying that, you know, when you get to know them, you know, they have such amazing personalities, but they looked so one-dimensional in the pictures that were taken of them. She's really having an amazing time. And she's really beginning to, you know, she's saying, was this an illness that took her?
Yes.
She's saying that she's having fun learning. She's reading tons and tons and tons of stuff. She's learning so much more than she ever did in school. It's just so much more fun when you can assign yourself topics and go into the things that actually interest you. And she gets to talk to so many people that were in her opinion, you know, really very famous people, and you can connect on the other side, you know, in moments, and actually kind of ask, you know, well, what did you really mean, and how does this work? And of course, they have books on the other side. They aren't using Kindles yet. They actually really do still have libraries up there. I don't think they're ever going to use the internet or Kindles. Somebody asked in the chat room and said, do they have books up there? Yes, they have books. There are a whole bunch of the guys up there that actually watch Monday Night Football, too. I mean, you know, just because they're on the other side doesn't mean they lose interest in things like sports. There are some fanatics up there that have been following the Yankees for hundreds of years. No, not hundreds, but a long time. But yes, you have to understand, it's another dimension. It's another world. It's not a celestial rest home. It's another world. You know, there are idiots that are going around on motorcycles. There are people skydiving. There are, you know, they do weird and wonderful things. A few, you know, they don't have a need for doctors, and they don't have a need for lawyers. But aside from that, it's very much like we are here. They don't have to eat, but trust me, most people do. And they don't worry about gaining weight. It's an amazing place to detoxify from the physical reality. and to move more and more and more into spirit, and then to suddenly to go through, a process of assimilating the physicality into the spiritual, so they become less and less and less dense, and finally they become pure and absolute light, and then they think, hey, wasn't it great down there? I'm going to go do it again. So, and they do. And so, but don't worry, she's going to be there when you cross over, long way down the road when you do. And there's nothing dire that she's there to warn you about. It's just sort of like you're going through massive changes. Hold on to your belts, strap your seat belt on, in other words. And it feels like it may be a slight roller coaster, but it's going to be fun. And it's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be scary. And you have to get happy again. Deb, what you got?
Okay.
Deb, what are you getting?
Well, I wanted to ask just a little bit to make sure I've really tuned in here. Has this been a struggle for you, this 4 years?
Yes.
Okay. And have you kind of locked yourself in the house, more or less, become kind of a recluse about it?
Well,
should I say more than you used to be?
I am always, I have too much to do. I seem like I'm always overwhelmed with how much I have to do all the time, and I don't take time to enjoy myself as I should.
Okay. Because that's what I'm getting in shown, and they're saying that's not fair to yourself.
Right. Okay.
Well, snap out of it.
They don't want you to be, they don't want you to not be happy and joyful and all of that. That's what they want. They want you happy and joyful and living life to the fullest, not
okay.
just work,
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's called enlightenment. It means
okay.
to lighten up, and
okay.
you need to you truly need to lighten up.
Okay, I'll do my best. I'll work on it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A little at a time,
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
Okay. Very good. Well,
thanks for calling. Take care
thank
now.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Okay, that's a sad thing. I am sure that if my sister passes before I do, maybe not. No. I do love my sister. I'm sure I will.
You
miss
love
her.
Your sister, but there's some. I think a lot of it's how you're brought up and how you learn to know spirit,
mm-hmm.
which makes the adjustment different for everybody versus like a rote knowledge that perhaps Sunday school teaches, and that's a bad word too. I don't even want to say it that way, but if they haven't gotten to, be in touch with spirit, it's so different. Maybe you've got the words a lot better than me, but it's so much different than a Baptist or Methodist or any of that. And that's not taking any of them aside. It's just, it's a different element to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to say it.
Well, it is. I think that the element of family comes in here, and the fact that family is not just your genetic family, but it's your human family. And when you understand the fact that we are part of a huge human family, and that, when we cross over, we're reunited with all of that family. And yes, the genetic people are there too, but
right.
there's more. It's so much more. It
but,
goes
but
beyond
that's
religion.
The thing.
It goes
I
beyond
say,
religion.
I don't think they right, it does go beyond religion, but I don't think too many people stop and say just what you said. And sometimes I think we get so attached to what thoughts we have until somebody says it differently. We don't stop to think about it differently.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And you know, it's not, and I think this is our miscomprehension, and I think we have to get this clear. And I don't know, it's really a big thing to wrap yourself around. People don't die. They don't cease to exist. They go into another dimension. They are born again in another dimension. Quite possibly, the born again that people are talking about all the time is that time when we leave this dimension and go to another dimension. We're reborn within the light. We're born again. So we are not, you know, it's not that some, and even when people come in spirit and talk to me, it's like they'll say things like they're still celebrating the day I was born in earth plane time, and the reality is I was born again here when I passed over, and that's the day I want you to celebrate, because that's the day I got my wings. Not really wings, folks. There are no wings over there. But it's a
way to explain it, just like they were saying, somebody said in the chat room that they were taught that they go out and get a different soul. Well, I think we keep the same soul, but we get a different vessel to travel in.
Well,
if that makes
like,
any sense.
Absolutely. Our soul is eternal. Our soul is with us. I mean, the soul is the part of us that was there at creation, has been there in every lifetime, and will be with us until we rejoin the oneness that we came from. Our personality is the vehicle we ride in this lifetime. Our body is the vehicle. It's like our car. So that you know how when one car wears out, we get another car. And
right.
We as a human represent the spirit, and our car represents the body and the personality. So if I went that way, I have probably, you know, had, if I look at the vehicles that I have owned and been a part of in this lifetime, I've had probably 10 different vehicles. So that would be the equivalent of 10 different lifetimes on a soul person level. Yeah, the soul is eternal. The soul is that which is inside of you right this very minute was what was created at that first moment of creation. It's been through all of the millions of lifetimes we've been through. It will continue to go through millions more. It's eternal. It is always going to be. The light there will never go out. It'll wear out a hell of a lot of physical bodies between now and then, but that light will be always there. Okay, we got more people here. We have Rosemary in New Jersey. Hi, Rosemary. How are you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. How can we help?
I was wondering if you have any insights or what's coming up for job-wise or job offers for me anytime soon.
Are you currently working?
No. Looking for work.
Okay. That's really good. I'm glad to hear that. I feel that you have three job offers coming, and that by the time we hit January, you will be well ensconced in a new job. What is it you do?
IT.
IT.
Internet?
Okay. No, stronger than that. Much, much stronger.
What's stronger than IT?
It's part of IT, more like surveillance and stuff.
Okay.
You do
gotcha.
Security and surveillance. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do feel that there are three different new directions that you're going to be moving in. I feel that you have clearance for one but not for the other two, but you will get clearance. It feels here as though you have all the training you need, but you're just sort of waiting. It feels like there's some sort of administrative stuff going on, some reshuffling, and that there's a hold for a time on putting people into new positions and new jobs, but that as you hit the end of this month, beginning of next, that you'll see the three options that are out there. And please, you know, choose whatever one you think will give you the greatest joy and pleasure. Don't make your choice with your gut, not your head, because your gut is a lot smarter than your head. That makes sense to you?
Yes, like what my heart desires and goes to where I want to be.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, Chris, Deb, what are you getting?
Well, I have a card here that shows that in the past someone has stood in your way to made you make some choices. But now the sun's all out and that there's money coming to you. But it's part of that deal where you may not get the perfect job first. You might have to take the less perfect job to get in the door to get to the perfect job.
Cool.
But you got to be open to it, if that makes
sense. That makes sense. Cool.
Okay.
Can you tell if it's like a female that stood in my way or a male?
The card I had said male. Or at least male energy. So maybe it was a very, you know, non-feminine female.
Well, that's covering both bases.
Oh, I think I understand what you're talking about. Okay, gotcha. Now I think he's letting freeway. Gotcha. The freeway. Gotcha.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Take care now, Rosie.
Appreciate it.
Okie doke. Onward to Anna. Hi, Anna. How are you doing tonight? Hi.
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call. I'm glad I made it.
Oh, our pleasure. Well, actually, we are cruising here.
I
usually don't rip through them this much, but we don't usually have this many callers in line either. So
that was crazy. So many callers.
It is. But you know, when you look at all the publicity that's been going into this, I mean, I don't think any of us will want to do this on a regular basis, but once a year, it's really kind of fun.
Yeah,
so how can we help you?
I would also like a general reading. Career maybe would be something of interest for me.
Okay. I'm really seeing life being crazy for you at the moment. It feels as though there's a lot going on, that you've overscheduled yourself, and especially as we come into the holiday time frame, it does feel like you're kind of going nuts. Career, not the kind of nuts that requires, you know, medication or anything, just a little whacked out. And it does feel here as though job, you are currently now working, right?
I have a very small part-time job right now.
Okay. I feel that again, here, after the first of the year, I think that by the end of this month, you will have brought your, because your energy is crazy. Your energy is all over the place. And I think that's why you're not finding, you know, the steady flow that you want, because you don't have a steady flow of energy yourself. After the first of the year, it does feel as though there is that good steady flow has been established. And after the first of the year, I do feel there will be a permanent job that will certainly be a challenge to you, that will open you to, that will require of you more going to school, but you like school. you like learning anyhow. I'm not sure you like being tested, but you like learning. And it does feel as though it's going to expand your consciousness and open you up to some great potential that you haven't had in the past. So,
but I'm already taking a class, one class a week, and this teacher asked me to take his other class as well. Is this the class that you see me taking, or is it another one?
It's another one after the first of the year, more towards the springtime. It feels like there is definitely another class here, and it does feel as though you're expanding yourself unbelievably, and it's going to be just phenomenal. It's really going to be incredible. Deb, what you getting?
I got to ask, are the classes that you're taking in the absolute dream job that you want, the field that you want?
No, they're more personal life related, the class that I'm taking. It's more personal interest, personal growth.
Okay, because I was shown this one card where they're dreaming of, you know, the best, you know, I'm doing this and I'm dreaming. And then the next card I pulled was the cobbler. And they're, you know, you're working at your craft.
Okay, that's
so
good.
That's showing, you know, you're going to have to take these courses, yes, but you will do your, you know, chosen job.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I want to do therapy work or if I want to be an artist, because I'm an artist also. I'm just not sure which road I'm going to be going.
Then why not look into art therapy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do them both.
Why shortchange yourself if you can do it?
Yeah. Well, I've been kind of burned out in the art therapy, and I'm kind of scared to go back in and work with the kids, but I have to kind of work around taking very much better care of myself, which I wasn't doing very well. So
I think that's part of the scatteredness.
Yeah, I was very passionate about what I was doing, very much loving it. I was like, my heart is here. And all of a sudden it became too much. It became about proving, you know, to my parents that I can have a full-time job. And after that summer, I did everything that I had, and it just, I just, not burned out, but I just had nothing more to give.
So now you, at this time while you're doing these other classes, you're regenerating yourself.
Yes.
I was going to say is maybe what you, and I don't know, but this is a suggestion. If you love your art and the art therapy,
yes,
it's not just kids that need art therapy. And maybe would even, you know, teach a class at the Y or something. It doesn't have to always be hard work.
Yes. No, it's
you
not,
know, there's a lot of
this
joy in teaching somebody to see something else in themselves. So,
no, I just feel like,
you know,
I can do this job. I can do it. I just can't do it the way I did it before. It was too much, and I can't do it that way anymore. I just have to do it my own way, which is much better for me. It was good. But the summer thing from the whole day, it was too much. Yeah.
No, there's that's why there's only so many hours in a work week too. And
well, that's too much for me. I can't work from, I'm not a person that's good, you know, that just is good at a routine thing like from 9 to 5. I need to have a day off or something during the week to regenerate.
Well, you will find your balance. You will find your balance.
Yeah, maybe you're seeing that. I mean, I went through a month of very scattered energy, very dark, and I'm coming out of that now. So maybe that's also what you're picking up of what has happened about, like, you know,
Yeah, and
past.
You know, it's a matter of pacing yourself and learning your own energy and the flow and the need to take a break now and then. And the reality is we're not meant to be back down here to work ourselves to the bone and don't even make a comment, Jeannie. We're meant to enjoy this process. And if you're not enjoying what you're doing, then you're doing the wrong thing. It's really that simple. And if you're getting pleasure and if you're taking joy from what you're doing, then you are.
Getting a lot of pleasure from it. I was so happy and working and doing what I love and getting so many results. And then,
okay, well, just pace yourself, you know, and you'll find a way of finding that balance.
Yeah.
You will.
Yeah, it'll come again.
Just don't let it scare you. Just, you know, it's your choice, it's your life, you're making the rules here. So understand that you're not living by anybody else's, you're living by your own, and you can call a screeching halt or you can plow straight ahead, but it's all your choice.
Yeah, I will find my passion again. That's kind of basically what is lost right now. I hope that I'll find my passion again and move forward.
Be gentle on yourself because a new passion will probably emerge. So
I am.
Okay. You're going to be just fine. And thanks for calling, Anna.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call also and for all your service that you did today. Thank you so much.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got Susan. Hi, Susan, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, how can we help today?
Well, can you feel my energy and tell me what you feel?
I think that there's a high frequency of energy here. I think that sometimes it gets pretty crazy. But it does feel as though you are learning to deal with the intensity that's here. I feel like you have of late had highs and lows, and that you're looking to get a steadier flow of energy going, so that you know you don't wonder about your sanity. You're not crazy. You're just intense.
I found out what my numerology number was, and then it made some sense. So are you into that too, numerology?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm a 7, which, am I not supposed to tell you that? Or okay, go ahead.
No, I know what a 7 is, and a 7 is when everything transforms, and you're in the middle of transforming. You're a blinking transformer here. And
I feel like I'm a Tinkerbell and Marilyn Monroe combined.
misunderstood
by people.
I throw in a Clarabelle, too. You have to have a sense of humor about this. This is something you signed on for. This is something that you know, you asked for on the other side. And that's where you should question your sanity, not down here. You're just dealing with what you charted for yourself now. And I think the best advice I can give you is to just laugh your way through it, because it's gonna have highs and lows, and enjoy the highs and ignore the lows, because what you've got is amazing energy that will take you to great heights, and you know, then there will be, you're not going to crash, but you'll come down off the high, and it will feel like you're crashing, but you're not really crashing. And your intuition and your vision and your ability to deal with situations is going to get much, much better. You're going to let go of a lot of the garbage you've been carrying as you get into the wintertime here, and then there's abundance. And from March on, it does feel as though there is a new flow, a new energy, a new, it's almost as though you have a regulator on your energy to you have a regulator on you, so the energy is more constant. And it's kind of like taking a non-addictive tranquilizer that doesn't in any way change your personality. It's an energetic generator, so that you're able to kind of keep yourself flowing amazingly. And by the time you hit summer and you know, the springtime, you've set yourself free from a lot of the craziness. Every now and then you're going to slip and you're going to really wig out good, but you'll be fine. This is how you. This is how you. This is your life, and this is what you chose. And you know what? You work
when you
well
say
with
chose,
this time.
I don't understand that part, but I've had some interesting dreams, and my emotions came into writing. So that when you were talking about someone else, I felt like you were reading me. But maybe, I mean, that sometimes happens. But
absolutely.
So what I was saying about numerology and all these things I'm studying about is because this person that's in my life now is like a 33-6, and I feel that it's hard to explain to someone that my visions that I put inside my thoughts and visions inside of my dreams, he came true. But he was there all along. I want to think that he's good for me. It's just at times he just pushes me to the point where I, you know, he
yeah, but you're high maintenance.
Buttons.
You're high maintenance.
I am.
You're incredibly high maintenance. The fact that he's still around is a testimony to his patience and tolerance.
Oh, my
people
God. So
like
you know who he... Okay. Yeah.
People like you need to have an anchor.
Oh, my gosh,
he's a wonderful anchor.
He's not going to
in any way diminish what you're doing, but he's going to keep at least one of your feet on the ground at all times. And that's the only way you can be effective.
Oh, my gosh. And so I learned by twisted teachers and direct experience, but yet he is a person that pushes me into reality, and I think I'm good for him. I wasn't going to talk. Darn it, I'm talking. Okay, world, sorry about that. I told myself I wasn't going to do this. And I help him because he needs someone to share what about something about him.
No,
too.
Don't even look at.
Don't even think about that.
No. Do understand that in any relationship, and I don't care how bad or good it is, everybody, both people are learning from the other person. It's always that way. It is never I'm here to teach you and be your guide. Nah. It's I'm learning from you, you're learning from me, and it's wonderful. And if and when that ends, we'll both move on and find someone else that we're going to learn from and teach as well. It's a give and take. It's an equal give and take, always, always, always. He probably needs some flakiness in his life. You need the anchor. And it works. It works. Come on. Spiritual evolution, enlightenment, all of that.
I don't think I'm a flake, but it's just I see in people what I want to see, and therefore people are entertaining, and so I have fell for people that are masterminded, but I have got stronger with each person, and I do doubt my own mind at times. So,
but you are slightly offbeat. You are out of sync with a lot of people, and you could be described as stark raving lunatic, but a happy one, and that's a good thing.
Out of the box and never been one, yeah.
Sure.
But I think I'm entertaining too. Yes,
I'm sure you amuse him, and I'm sure he smiles a lot. So I think I think it's a great relationship.
Thank you. I guess I need, this is what I need in my life because of my own, even though the intuitive and all of these things, whatever I have, I don't quite get it, but that's there. It's just my mind doesn't always trust I don't always trust myself because of past of experiences, but I don't want to fall for them again. So
I'm
seeking knowledge.
No. You will find new things to screw up on. Don't worry about it.
Really? That's the way it is, huh?
Yeah. Okay. How else do you think you learn?
There's plenty out there.
Okay.
I mean,
you're absolutely right. I was reading about Buddhism and all of this, and I was reading, and I said, yes, this is all good. I have, but I can't follow that course.
But understand,
completely.
You know, when we go to school and we take a test, we learn from what we get wrong, right?
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah.
So this is school, and you make little screw-ups. You've made big ones and little ones, but everybody is in the same place. So, you know, I celebrate it when I screw up because at least I know I've learned another place that I'm not going to go again.
Not if you had been involved with the two men I was with, you wouldn't celebrate that. Maybe you would, you know. So that was a bit hard teachers. So
Trust me. In any given situation, I can outdo you as far as mistakes. Promise.
Really? If I tell you two names, you might change
your
mind.
No. We're not going there. No. But
I have made people's hair change color.
Yeah, but don't forget, this is my radio show and there's a reason for it.
I know. We don't want to say that on the air. Okay. Even though people say they can't read each other's minds, I kind of think they can. I just don't get the energy part, but... Okay.
Oh,
well, I'm
cool.
glad
it's
you
cool.
I stayed on, and you made me feel better, and I guess I'll just be me who I am. I don't think I'm stir raving mad, but I know I'll never be inside a box. So
No, never. Absolutely never. Okay, well, thanks for calling, Susan.
Thank you. Okay.
Take
bye-bye.
Care now. Bye-bye.
Okay, Barb.
Okay. Yes.
We've got the winners drawn, and Chris sent them to me before she had to run over to open her chat room.
Okay,
so
who won? And what did they win?
Well, readings from us, as
okay.
I understand it. It was Skitch and Sally.
Okay, you have their emails or something?
I just have their names. It's up to them to contact us.
Who were the two names now?
Skidge and
Skidge?
Sally. Sally's our Isabel.
I know. Yeah, I know that name. You won it, Isabel.
Uh-huh.
And who's Skidge? Okay. Okay, how do we do this now?
Well, I think guess it's up to us. They can either
okay.
contact us.
Okay, I don't know
but
who you are.
But then they have to.
Okay.
Okay, I was just going to say, Skidge, if you contact Barb, you're going to have to tell her what your name is, besides how, you know, in a parentheses or something, because we wouldn't know any other way.
Yeah. So send me a private message, Skidge, so I know how to... So I know how to contact you. Send me your email. Isabel, I know how to get a hold of you. okay. Skidge, I know you're...
Well,
I know
you don't
who
have to do both, Barb. You can
huh?
pick one. You don't have to do both. I'll do one.
Why don't we both do half an hour on each of them, and that way they both get the both of us?
Okay. That works, too.
Okay. Okay. Give me your okay. I have her email. Okay, or their email. I don't know what it is. And Isabel, I will get a hold of you, and we will. Unless, of course, you no. Let's do half hour on both of them each, so that you know they experience both of us. Okay, if that's okay with you, that way we each give away an hour
fine.
Reading. Okay. All righty. So it's going to be a fun thing. So I know how to get a hold of Isabel, and I have Skidge's Gmail. So I will Gmail Skidge, and we'll figure out the other stuff. I hope all of you know that you're supposed to go over to Curious Times after the show. So anytime you want to jump ship, feel fine. there are still people here. Screened, and I think we have time for one more, Deb, if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Okay, we've got, maybe, we have Dory. Hi, Dory, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're here. How can we help?
Last but least, but I do have a message for all your readers, or I'm sorry, excuse me, some of them may be, all your people that were on the air, just tell them to keep swimming in prayer and they won't drown.
Okay,
that's
very good advice. We certainly
obviously
have now put it out on the air.
Well, Barbara, that's right, I'm on air, right?
Yes,
anyways,
you are.
I want to thank you very much for accepting my call. Barbara and Debbie, I was wondering, I'm pretty a positive person. I don't really dwell in the negativity. I always believe that too much thinking I call it stinking thinking. So mostly I want to be sure that I've been told many times that I was going to get a financial gain from a surprise source. I have no idea. I'm not even certain where it's coming from. I'm not even really concerned about it. I'm not overwhelmed with that. I don't put money first because I feel that everything else fails. But I am curious to find out if you see, I'm in the process of purchasing a home, and when do you see me getting it, because I'd like to get one soon. And I also wanted to know if you need confirmation of my guardians or my angels and my abilities.
Okay, well, I do see you, I do see the great wealth you're talking about. Understand that wealth is not always monetary, that you have a great richness of spiritual energy here, a great sincerity of spirit, and I'm not saying that I don't see monetary gains here, but I think the most important thing that I see is that you have a richness of spirit that is profound. You have tremendous insightful energy. It feels to me as though I'm looking around the March time frame here as to seeing miracles happening in your life. And so I do feel that that's about the time frame that I would put into, you know, a home or things happening around you that you would feel were like it's a miracle, it's finally happened and stuff like that. Okay. So I am definitely seeing that happening. And it feels here as though, you know, there is a great deal of, you have a tremendous amount of spiritual energy, and you are intuitive as well. I mean, the intuition is sort of, it's almost as though you're afraid to let it all out because you're not really sure what will happen if you do. So I would say please trust that the spiritual energy in you could only open you to good and magical and wonderful and spiritual things. It can't possibly open you to anything that would harm you or be of a detriment to you. You know, and lots of times when we understand the power and the strength and the energy that we have inside of us, we get a little bit scared of it. And when that happens, you know, we kind of put a hold on everything else. I do feel you're coming into a time when you're going to be more confident and you're going to be more sure of yourself. Excuse me for interrupting.
I wanted confirmation. Okay, I'm going to throw myself out here. I already have I wanted the confirmation because I've been dealing with crystals out of a gift from God for giving me my life. I was close to death several times. And this last close to death was cancer, which he has delivered me from. The crystals have been, I wanted confirmation for you, knowing that crystals, being I have been so connected with them, with no knowledge of them whatsoever, but yet I'm able to decipher them, able to utilize them. So I want a confirmation for you, knowing that, because for some reason I'm getting the crystals as being used as a tool, and yet I'm being used as a vessel to give message to people from angels.
It does. I feel strongly that you are definitely a channel for messages from angels.
Good.
I would absolutely give you confirmation to that. That you have used on occasion crystals as a tool is fine. But please don't let the tool become a crutch.
Oh, no. They're too heavy. And they hurt. And they can bite.
Okay. You don't need the crystals, but if you want to use them, there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, great. So it's not going to defile anything between the I don't want any demonic. I mean, I'm certain that I get confirmation. I ask for confirmation because I don't want any demonic forces, which I do, you know, cast out upon, per se. You know where I'm going with that one.
No.
go ahead.
No, it feels here as though, you know, that everything is very pure and very genuine. And so long as your intent is pure and genuine, then you are absolutely fine.
Yes. And I'd also like to ask if you would pray, being I am the last caller, would you pray for a friend of ours that yesterday, last night at 10 o'clock, he went and had a stroke, and he's hemorrhaging on the right side as we're speaking.
Okay,
give me his name.
He's
known as Steve Kelsey. He's on a radio show host for Froggy Radio Station here in Pennsylvania. His real name is Robert Turdeman. So,
okay.
He goes by either name, and we're praying for his family. His family had, I don't know why his family requested him not to post anything on Facebook for privacy. And I'm thinking, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, our prayer between, you know, the old saying, between more than thee are gathered in my name, powers within.
Yep. I will certainly make sure that that is sent out.
I am totally grateful for that. I'm totally grateful. And I also wanted to thank you, ladies, for confirming this for me. And by the way, do you see me traveling anytime soon? Because that's another thing I wanted to ask. That's, if I'm taking up too much time, just cut me off. I mean,
I have to, because I have to go to Chris's show. I'm doing readings for her.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to let you go to Chris's show then. But I want to thank you so much for giving me the confirmation. Now I can go on and move on and be the vessel that I was chosen to be. And
absolutely.
Again, many blessings to you and to Barbara as well. And have a happy holidays.
Well, thank you.
I don't talk to you. Okay.
To you
thank
too.
You.
Good night now.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Deb, are you gone or are you still here?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
well,
I was
just
about to leave, though.
Okay, I have to run too. Thank you, everybody. On to Curious Times. I will be there as soon as I take a short potty break. I'll be on my way. Take care, everybody.
Okay.
Good night.
See you soon.
Uh-huh.
Good night.
Good night.